In Thailand, the military has issued a draft constitution which entrenches its power and enshrines amnesty for all past and future military actions. It means that coup leader and army chief General Prayut Chan-o-cha could be Thailand's new prime minister. Karen Snowden reports.
Thailand's old constitution has been torn up and a draft charter signed by the king without public consultation. It allows for a national legislative assembly and a committee to draw up a new constitution. Parvin Chachawol Pongpon is a Thai academic at Japan's Kyoto University. Having spoken out against the coup, an arrest warrant has been issued and his passport revoked by the junta in Bangkok. He's seeking refugee status in Japan.
This has nothing to do with promoting democracy. I think that the aim, the purpose of the coup this time is basically to entrench the political power of the traditional elite.
That view is backed up by the provisions in the draft constitution, which ensures the military maintains its control over nearly all Thai political life. The membership of all the major bodies to be formed will be hand-picked by the military's ruling National Council for Peace and Order, headed by General Prayut. The Prime Minister will be appointed by the Assembly and can be removed by the military leadership. Panattan Wattanayagorn from Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok was an advisor to former Prime Minister Abhasit Wachachawa. He thinks there is a safeguard against the military's power.
The drafters of the constitution insisted that that Article 44 in particular will not be exercised or implemented except in the emergency or in a crisis.
Parvin Chachawol Pongpon is not convinced.
At the end of the day, we are talking about a real, you know, dictatorship that we would be seeing in Thailand for quite some time.
Well, some of the questions that arise, of course, are who will be appointed prime minister. Now, the general could either be appointed prime minister, he might become defence minister, or he might stay on as army chief, although he's meant to retire in October. In any case, I guess it's expected he will remain the real power in Thailand. Do you agree?
There is no denying that Prayut Chan-o-cha would be the man, you know, of the day, and appoint himself to be the next prime minister.
That report from Karen Snowden.